You know, sometimes it seems like drama is the real fuel of the airline industry, and there was plenty of that this week. Shareholders at Spirit Airlines were planning to vote on a deal to merge with Frontier, but tomorrow's meeting has been postponed because JetBlue is swooping in to sweeten its offer to buy Spirit. JetBlue is willing to pay a higher breakup fee, meaning that if regulators reject the deal, shareholders would still get $350 million. So, who will win the battle for Spirit Airlines, and why does it matter? Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now. Seth, welcome back.
Hey, Peter. Good to be here.
So, last time we talked about this, we were joking that the whole thing kind of feels like an airline love triangle. You've got Spirit Airlines available. Frontier really wants it, but so does JetBlue. Remind us how we got to this point without a resolution.
Yeah, hard to avoid carrying that analogy further, right? Rather sultry soap opera, right? And yes, it started off with Frontier wanting to merge with Spirit. They thought, well, we can create a really big ultra-low-cost carrier, two airlines that are kind of similar. JetBlue thought, hey, we could really use Spirit too. Those are airlines that have more similar route networks, a lot of flying between New York and Florida, let's say. And so they offered more. And really what this has all been about is risk versus reward. Almost everybody thinks it'll be a little bit harder to get a JetBlue Spirit deal past regulators than it would a Frontier Spirit deal, but JetBlue is offering more. And yeah, carrying the analogy even a little further, you mentioned the breakup fee, almost like a prenup, right? JetBlue saying, yeah, if this doesn't work out, you get to walk away with a lot of money, and hey, then you can go merge with someone else.
Okay, but help me understand why Spirit had been reluctant to go with JetBlue. You say it has something to do with getting this past regulators.
Exactly. If you look back at the past, keep in mind, we have a Democratic administration right now, a DOJ working under that, and Democratic administrations tend to be more skeptical of airline mergers than Republican administrations do. So in the past, these are the kinds of mergers that have attracted more resistance, where in some cases, the Department of Justice has even sued to try to stop a merger. And maybe it goes forward, but maybe there are a lot of concessions that make the deal less valuable. So that's the concern here, that you're taking out one important competitor in a lot of similar markets. If you're flying between LaGuardia and Fort Lauderdale, both of those airlines serve that route. Some overlap in Frontier, but not as much.
So what's at stake here? Because, you know, it seems to me that no matter who wins, we're still talking about less competition.
Yeah, and companies, when they tout the value of their mergers, will always say it's good for consumers and other stakeholders. But let's be honest, the real reason companies merge first and foremost is for their own benefit, right? To make more money. It doesn't mean it has to be a bad deal for consumers. But this is one where in some very competitive markets, you would have one less player. The trend over the years, Peter, has been that airfare drops over time in fits and starts sometimes. But when you take a competitor out, it can, at least in the short term, go up.
And just real quick, Seth, which airline has the upper hand here? Can you make a prediction of who will end up getting Spirit?
Well, the fact that Spirit has postponed that vote makes you think that now JetBlue, at some point, Spirit's board is calculating, hey, they've taken enough risk out by offering all this extra money for it, if there's a breakup, that we can just go merge with Frontier later if we can't get this deal through. Really even-handed right now.
I guess we'll see you soon. Seth Kaplan, Here and Now transportation analyst. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.